Psalm 43, verse 2, the New King James Version. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley-Konkor here. This morning, we're looking at who God is from the angle of Jehovah Ma'uzi, the God of my strength. Over and over in the Bible, when you look through the scriptures, you will find God described as many things. And this is one of them. The fact that he is the God of my strength. And this name, interestingly, is one of the names that David, King David in the Bible, called God. In 2 Samuel 22, David was praising God for deliverance. It came as a response to David's realization that it was God himself that had given him the kingship and that helped him to subdue all his enemies. So if you read 2 Samuel 22, for instance, verse 19 tells you that David says that the Lord is his support. And then all the way to verse 33, he says, it is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. Says, it is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. And David is in no doubt that it is God that gives strength, God that makes strong. In fact, Psalm 28 verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. So in other words, he's not just my protector, he's also my strength. He makes me strong. Says, my heart trusts in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart rejoices and I give thanks to him with my song. God is my strength. David understood this so much. He talked about it so many places. Psalm 18 verse 1, he says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. He knew that his strength came from God. And he called him the God of my strength. Jeremiah 16 verse 19 says, Our Lord, you are the one who gives me strength and protects me like a fortress when I am in trouble. You are the one who gives me strength. I like the fact that every writer ascribes their strength to God, that this strength that we have comes from God. Like I said, I don't know about you, but there have been so many times where, because my life is so busy, there are days I literally feel like I have run out of strength. I have no strength to keep moving. I have no strength, no physical strength, no mental strength, no emotional strength, no spiritual strength. I sometimes feel like I am so drained. Maybe because I've pushed myself beyond my limits a lot of times, because I have so many things going on in my life. I have young children, I have a church, I have a ministry, I have a husband, so many things just going on at the same time. And of course, I still do a job. I run a ministry, so I work. So many things happening, and sometimes I feel strength just literally seeping out of me. I feel really tired. And then I remember that God is the one who gives me strength and protects me like a fortress. He gives me strength and protects me. He doesn't expect me to use the strength he's given me to protect myself. He's expecting me to use it for far better and greater things. So God gives me strength. It is he who gives us strength. So our confidence and our trust must be in him. In fact, just reading the Psalms, you will see that David was very clear on the fact that because God was his strength, he had no other option but to love God. And that usually is what happens when you feel like God is the one who fills up what is empty. You become more reliant on him, and that causes your heart to become more knit together with him. And so at those times when I'm really tired, and I call on him, Jehovah Ma'uzi, or Elohim Ma'uzi, what happens is that I literally feel him pour strength into me. I'm in no doubt as to the fact that that strength comes from him and him alone. I know that he's the one that energizes me to do the work that he has given me. So he gives me the assignment and then he gives me the strength to follow through every time I have things to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. I'll read it to you in a few versions because it brings to light what I've been trying to say to you. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 19. I start with the Jubilee Bible, 2000. It says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." So it is at that point where you feel weak that God's strength is even made perfect. The Message translation of this same scripture says, "My grace is enough. It is all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness." So at the times when we feel really weak, both physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, even when we feel weak, it's a time we need to call on Jehovah Ma'uzi because he will show up. There's no doubt that he will show up. He won't just give you strength. He will keep your way secure. He will make sure that you are on the right path doing what he has assigned you to do. Today, I challenge you that every time you feel tired, call on Jehovah Ma'uzi. Close your eyes and see him pouring strength into you. See the strength flowing back into you. In fact, don't be upset anytime you feel tired. See it as an opportunity for God to pour strength into you. For he says, "My strength comes into its own in your weakness." If there's no weakness, you won't recognize God's strength. So it's important that every time you feel tired or you feel that you're losing strength, whether physical or mental, sometimes you have things that you need to do and you need that mental strength. Sometimes it's even the strength of character to follow through on some things that God has assigned you to do. You need the strength of God. I don't think anybody can do all the things that God has called them to do without the strength of God. And that's why he says, even in that time you feel weak, that's when his strength comes into its own. You notice the strength of God when you feel weak. So today, when you feel tired, don't just take a nap. Meditate on the name of God, Elohim Ma'uzi. Think about his strength. Call him the God of my strength. Be like King David. Declare, "It is you, Elohim Ma'uzi, who arms me with strength. It is you who keeps my way secure." Declare that he is the God of your strength. That way, you will not be cast off and you will not need to mourn because of the oppression of your enemies. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo.